Tonight's halacha psuka. I'm harping on this because I think it's important. You know, so many times we find ourselves eating before we wash, and I keep trying. The dinim are different with depending on what you eat, but so I'm trying to clarify. The din is as follows. Really, me'ikar hadin. I guess this is the way I would like to say it over now. Me'ikar hadin, when you eat something before you wash, you have to make a bracha achrona. You have to make a bracha achrona before you wash. If you forgot to when you washed, you have to make a bracha achrona after you washed. And most of the time, even after you've benched, you still have to make a bracha achrona on what you ate first, because Lamashal, if you ate something that's a bor nefashos, so the benching is not motzi bor nefashos. So if you ate, let's say, vegetables, or you go to a bar mitzvah and you eat before you wash, or a smorgasbord, or Shabbos morning, sometimes people. So I'm not talking about mazonos. If you drink water, if you eat fruit or vegetables, then really, me'ikar hadin, you have to make a bracha achrona. And again, even during the meal, you would have to make a bracha achrona if you remember that you didn't. And even after benching, you would have to. Then, now comes the exceptions. Now, that's the basic halacha. Now, there are different exceptions because of different reasons. If you're eating something that's to'un bracha during the meal, and fruit, and you're eating fruit before the meal, and you're having in mind to pata the fruit that you're eating during the meal. So this creates a hemshech, and it becomes one act of achila, the fruit that you're eating now and the fruit that you're eating then. And because you're doing this act of pottering the bracha that's supposed to be made during the meal, that therefore creates the exception to the rule. It's called one achila, and you yotze with the benching over the whole achila of the fruit. Another exception is mazonos. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah holds, if you're eating a safek pasabah b'kisnin, the Mishnah Berurah holds, maybe the bracha achrona is benching, right? Maybe it's not alamichi after all. Maybe the bracha achrona is benching. And therefore, if you're eating a safek pasabah b'kisnin, you should not make a bracha achrona before you wash, because maybe, right? Because of the safek, maybe benching is that. So therefore, you should allow benching to pater the alamichya. But if you're eating something that's vadai pasabo bekisnin, so then avada you should make alamichya. And if you remembered only after you washed, you should also make alamichya. Here, there's another exception that if you've already benched, then b'di'evet, benching is motzi alamichya. It's not motzi borin apostles b'di'evet, but it's motzi alamichya b'di'evet. So even if you ate noodles, and you ate something that's vadai pasabo bekisnin, and you're supposed to make a bracha achrona, even after you washed, if you remembered that you didn't, you're supposed to make a bracha achrona. But here there's another exception, that if you benched, you're yotzei with benching. Now, water is a major issue in and of itself. Why? Because, so if you're not drinking water during the meal, and right, so then you have to make a bracha achrona on water. Again, you drink water before the meal, you have to make a bracha achrona. If you remember that you didn't make a bracha achrona until after you washed, you have to make a bracha achrona then. If you only remember after you benched, you have to make a bracha achrona then, because benching is not mostly bor nefashos. But if you're drinking water during a meal, and there already is a huge suffix now, because do you have to make a bracha on water that you drink during a meal or not? That's a huge shiloh. Maybe you do. If you do, then the water you're drinking before the meal is like the payers that we just said. It's pottering the water during the meal, right? And therefore, it becomes one hemshech, and you potter with benching, and you don't have to make a bracha achrona. Or maybe you don't have to make a bracha on water during the meal, and therefore the water that you drink before the meal is like eating the vegetables, we said. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the poskim say, that if you're drinking water before the meal and you're planning on drinking water during the meal, please only drink less than a revius before the meal, because it's a huge suffix what to do. Okay. Okay, that's it.